In a moment, we'll talk with Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. He's got reaction to President Obama's announcement today that he's nominating Ashton Carter to be his next Secretary of Defense.
Carter is a former Deputy Defense Secretary, and if confirmed, he would succeed Chuck Hagel, a Vietnam veteran and former Republican senator from Nebraska who resigned last week. At the White House today, President Obama called Carter a Pentagon reformer.
When he cut outdated, unneeded systems, he did it because he was trying to free up money for our troops to make sure they had the weapons and the gear that they needed and the quality of life for themselves and their families that they deserve.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. And Tom, first tell us more about Ashton Carter. Who is he?
Well, as you said, he was the number two official at the Pentagon for a couple of years before leaving in 2013, and he essentially ran the Pentagon on a day-to-day basis. And his fingerprints are on everything from the policy to pivot to Asia, to the decision to stop buying more F-22 stealth fighters, to making sure that equipment was delivered to the troops in Afghanistan in a timely manner, like the large armored vehicles called MRAPs. And for that, he was given the nickname the Deliverer. Hmm. And also, if you look, he has an impressive academic background, a PhD in physics. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He taught for years at Harvard. And in meetings, he's very analytical, very pragmatic. But he's not some ivory tower academic. He's very down-to-earth, easygoing, gregarious as well.
And the president said he can hit the ground running, which is something that many critics said Chuck Hagel could not do because he didn't know the inner workings of the Pentagon before he took the job.
No, that's absolutely right. And a lot of people were scratching their heads when they chose Hagel because he was seen as someone who didn't work that hard on Capitol Hill. And he did not serve in the Armed Services Committee, for example. He was in the Foreign Relations Committee. So it just seemed like an odd choice. And people say that in cabinet meetings, Hagel really didn't talk that much. On foreign trips, he would have 3x5 cards when he was talking to his counterparts. And he didn't read briefing papers. He just, frankly, didn't work all that hard at the Pentagon. So clearly with someone like an Ash Carter who has a breadth of experience going back to the Clinton years, and he's done all sorts of jobs in the Pentagon, this just seems like a better fit.
Well, let's listen to Ashton Carter directly. Here he is talking to the president today.
If confirmed in this job, I pledge to you my most candid strategic advice. And I pledge also that you will receive equally candid military advice.
Now, Tom, we spoke earlier this week with military analyst Andrew Bacevich, who expressed some concern about Ashton Carter. He said Carter's experience is in shaping the military instrument, not in using the military instrument. What do you make of that criticism?
No, I think Professor Bacevich is right on the money there. I think Carter has been focused on weapons and budgets and policies through much of his career, but also he has made trips to the war zones. I was at a small briefing where he was talking by video teleconference with a commander in Afghanistan, and he was very focused on the issues there, the way ahead, and that's going to be a huge challenge for him in the next 2 years, managing the drawdown in Afghanistan, for example, and making sure the Afghan troops are well-trained and equipped, and that the U.S. troops are supposed to drop, as we know, from 10,000 next year down to 5,000 the year after. So he's going to have to, you know, get up to speed in a lot of these issues as well. But again, he has made trips. He is focused on these issues, probably not as much as weapon systems and policies, though.
And what about Syria and the conflict there? Is there any sense that Carter may take a different position than the president, who wants no combat troops involved in a limited engagement?
You know, we don't know yet. That was a bone of contention with Chuck Hagel, that he wanted more of a focus on Syria and how do you get rid of Assad. And one of the things about being the number two official at the Pentagon, you don't get a lot of press coverage. You don't make a lot of speeches. Now, Ash Carter is going to be the face of the Pentagon. He's going to have to come out and tell what he thinks about some of these issues. Should you start bombing Assad's forces? Should you give more equipment to the moderate rebels in Syria? Should you, for example, have a buffer zone between Syria and Turkey? Those issues are going to come up at his nomination hearing. For sure. And Senator John McCain, who favors a more aggressive policy against Assad, will clearly bring those up with Ash Carter.
All right, NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joining us as President Obama announces finally what we've been expecting for the last few days, his nomination pick to lead the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.